Subhanallah. 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 Alhamdulillah.
Very good. in the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad. Well, to us, revelation to all of us, to the world, to believers, pardon me, that the prayers in the night, thoughts in the night, are better for establishing the thought, the idea, and the clarity, and clarity. For establishing the idea and for clarity. And Allah told the Prophet, as you know in the Quran, to rise up during the night, to have you break the night and pray during that time. And the present prayer that we just did, of that prayer is said by Allah in the Quran, that it is witness. And last time we met here, last week it was, we asked for comments on that. What is meant by it is witness? And some said by the angels, like we said that the angels witness the special prayer. And also others said it is proof for your sake, for your own sake, a proof of your faith. Because during the early morning time, when you come out to prayer, people will witness that man must be very faithful and sincere to God. Or else he wouldn't get up at that time, early in the morning, to come out and pray with his brothers and sisters and members of his community.
So it is.
I do believe that there are special blessings for a believer who makes his prayers early, special prayers. Okay, we have the mic on now. And I thought that would help. We won't have to talk too loud. We got the recorder. The recorder. You can record, okay. But if not, you don't have to have it. But maybe since others are recording, maybe we should record. Now I hope I can just hang it like this, I believe, and everybody can hear. Very sensitive. Am I heard back there? Right. What we want to do is kind of form a circle, like a half circle. You in straight lines now, just form a kind of half circle. Yeah, the center should go back. The center should go back. Wow, that's good. It's not just there. This kind of goes too long. And just relax. Put your feet in the most comfortable position. Just try to keep them from turning toward the Kaaba if you can. But if you can't, then you have to be. You don't want anybody to be in trouble, hanging or anything. Allah said peace is not more difficult for us. But sometimes he has to give it to us. First, we're going to make some comments before our and then we're going to make some general kinds of comments. And also on the Sunnah of the Prophet Hadith. And we want to invite your comments also. Understand we can't give much time to so many, you know. So you won't be able to give much time. You have to be just a few, like a minute or a half minute, to say what you have to say. Now first, I'm just going to read the surah called Believer up to a certain point in this chapter, the Believer. That's the 23rd surah. And I'll read the introduction while we find it. It's a short introduction here. This surah deals with the virtues. This surah deals with the verses which are the seedbed of faith. The seedbed of faith. Especially in an environment in which truth is denied and its votaries insulted and persecuted. But truth is one and must prevail. Those who do wrong will be filled with vain regret when it is too late for repentance. And this surah belongs to the late Meccan period. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The fifth verse. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلاتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون لقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين. صدق الله العظيم. Now, this verse, these two verses. Man we did create from a quintessence of clay. Min, the quintessence of clay is a translation for these words. Min sulalatim min teen. Our teen is clay. Min is from. Sulalatim means pottery. Hot clay. That when you strike it with something, it'll give off a sound. That then we place him as a drop of sperm in a place of rest. firmly stick. Qarar, qarar. Qarar is a word that is translated rest. Makin is the word that's translated place. Place. Fi qarar makin, in a place of rest. A firmly fixed place of rest, as it's translated there. Now, turn to Surah for the Believer. It is the 40 Surah and the 39th verse, Ayah. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Believer, Suratul Mu'min. The 39th verse. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya qawmi innama hadhihi al-hayatu ad-dunya mata'un wa innal akhirata hiya darul qarar.
Allah Al-Azim. Now here you see qarar again. Many times in Quran. Let's look at the two mentionings of Qarar. The 13th verse of the Surah Al-Mu'minun. Then we place them as a drop of sperm in a place of rest firmly fixed. And in the 39th verse of the Surah Al-Mu'min, but the convenience but the present life is nothing but temporary convenience. It is the hereafter that is the home that will last. But you see the word qarar. Actually the Arabic word reading says darul qarar. But he translates it here, this translation, that will last. Another translation might be translated differently. But in this translation he says, the home that will last. So he translates al-qarar as being lasting. Lasting. But actually, it refers to a peaceful state in the soul of the person. A peaceful state. In the soul of the person. A peaceful state in the soul of the person that is brought about by a certain condition. A certain condition in the soul. When a certain condition forms in the soul, then it gives this peaceful state, qarar. Now we go back to the mentioning in the 23rd surah again. The same word qarar.
ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين.
The next verse.
donna kalak nen nuk pada araka. Fahalakna salakna alakata mudgata mudgatan fahalakna mudgata izaman fakasawna izama lahma thumma ansha'nahu khalqan akhara ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون ولقد خلقنا فوقكم سبع سرايق وما كنا عن الخلق غافلين وأنزلنا من السماء ماء بقدر فأسكناه في الأرض وإنا على ذهاب به لقادرون Now here the qadar, the qadar is mentioned in a progression of stages that God brings man through. And it begins in this narration with the theme, clay. Clay, clay of the potter. Clay of the potter. That means clay that have accepted the shape, shape to be shaped and form in some kind of fixed form. When you make pottery, you shape the clay, and then you fix it in a form. You give it a definite, you give it a definite form. So that's what this is referring to. This meaning is. It says then we placed him as a drop of sperm in a place of rest. Then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bones and clothed the bones with flesh. Then we developed out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best to create. Now, there is here two creations mentioned so far, right? There was a step-by-step progression, and it reached a certain point in its development called lahma, right? Lahma. And he clothed the bones with flesh. And then it says, Summa ansha'nahu khalqan akhar. Then we developed out of it another creature is translated here. Kalakan Aha, another creature. Now, that's two, right? Okay, now let's continue. Thumma innakum ba'da dhalika lamayitun. Then after that, you will die. Thumma innakum yawma al-qiyamati tub'athun. And again, on the day of judgment, you will be raised up. So there's two lives, right? And then after that, death and a raising up. And we have made above you seven tribes, and we are never unmindful of our Creator.
If you count those above, you will find seven, right? And Allah mentions in the Quran, seven, he said, and in you are a like seven. Seven in the heaven, and in you are a like seven. Are corresponding seven. That's what we mean by a like seven. A corresponding seven. And the next verse says, and we send down water from the sky according to due measure, and we cause it to soak into the soil, and we certainly are able to drain it off with ease. Now let's go back and read the verses that come before this verses of this narration on the stages that God brings us through in forming us. And the first of the verses say, the believers must eventually win through. The believers must be successful. They must achieve success. The believers must eventually win through. Now then it gives some description of believers. And these descriptions are given to tell us what qualities or what makeup we have to have in ourselves if we are to be those who win through. Those who humble themselves in their prayer. And الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. خَاشِعُونَ means you feel afraid. You feel afraid of consequences if you do anything wrong. You feel ashamed of bad behavior, etc. Those who have that are like to have that state, that condition when they are making their prayer. That is the condition that's on there. Those who avoid vain talk. Lovely. Lovely is idle talk. Cheap conversation. Conversation that has no aim to improve the state of the human being. The only aim is just to entertain. No concern at all for the state of the man and the need to keep to improve his life. So can we, as Muslims, especially as imams, is it proper for us just to carry on cheap talk? No, it's not proper. That's unbecoming of Muslims. Just to carry on cheap talk. Like that sister so-and-so, that brother so-and-so. If we talk about things that are really trifling when they stand alone by themselves, that is petty, not suitable for Islamic discussion or discussion between Muslims, then that cheap talk should serve to say something else. For example, if we talk about the fight that's coming up, Hearns and what's the other fellow's name?
Duran.
I know his name, but I just couldn't think of it. Hearns and Duran. We talk about Hearns and Duran, the fight that's coming up. We shouldn't just talk about that and get carried away and talk about the Hearns and Duran fight, unless there's something else. Unless that talk about that is serving some other purpose. And the purpose of service accounts for betterment, improvement in our own thinking and in our own lives, you see. This is very important because the weak people, the subjected people, they are weak because of their habits. And they'll never have strength until they break their habits of weaknesses. They have weaknesses. And those habits represent their weaknesses. And they won't get strength, really, and establish themselves until they break their habits. They have to form a new life. New habits. Who avoid vain talk. Who are active in deeds of charity. Who abstain from sex except with those joined to them in the marriage bond. Are the captives whom their right hand possess. Now, except for those joined with them in the marriage bond, called Ezawaj Ahim, a literal translation, their wives. Ezawaj Ahim, their wives. All men manifest are a man and woman, or are those in their custody. Those in their custody. Now, in the days of Prophet Muhammad, especially, most of his life was struggle, fighting, defending the religion and the Muslim community against the physical attacks and devilishment of the faithless people. So, at one point, there were captives. And it's important to know that during the one stage of Prophet Muhammad's mission, according to the Quran and the Sunni prophets, it was disallowed that captives be taken. But at one point, it was allowed. When they established themselves, then it was allowed. In other words, the explanation is this, that if there were no condition to provide for supervision over the lives of the captives, good treatment, etc., etc., if there was no situation to provide that kind of protection and that kind of aid to the captives, then it wasn't allowed to take captives. But when Prophet Muhammad got more established, Allah blessed him and the followers to establish themselves, then they were allowed to take captives. And captives were given into the charge of honorable Muslims of means, not poor people. How can poor people take care of other people? They were given to honorable people of means. And those persons were like their, you say like a one who's given into the custody of another. Yes, so the captive was given into the custody of these persons, you see. They were responsible for them. And since they were men of means, they were encouraged to marry from their captives. And if you're not careful, you will think that this is saying marriage is not mentioned here. Wives are mentioned here. You will think that it's saying that you can have wives and also concubines. It's not saying that at all. It is encouraging the men who had wives, but also had means, and had been given charge of these other women who were captives, to marry from them, to marry one of them. And we know that the one you marry should be a believer's captive, right? If a captive woman, she accepts the religion, then you can marry that woman. That was done to bring those women into the society of the Muslims. and protect them from persons who would exploit them, prostitute them, etc., etc. And many of them had just come from most of them had just come from what we call the Jahiliyyah life. So they were women that could easily be used. That way of life was the life that they knew. So it was intended to have these women exposed to the religion, and once they accept the religion, that men who were Muslim would marry them. For it doesn't say here, marry them, but in another part of the Quran it said, or marry women from among those that are on your right hand, a captive. So it's clear in the Quran that these women are to be married. You're not supposed to just take a woman and say, oh, these women are in my service, I can go with them, I can have sex with them. No. You must marry them, even though they are in your service or under your, in your supervision, they're dependent upon you, solely upon you for their food, clothes, shelter, etc. Still, you have to have a lawful marriage with such women before it can be accepted in this religion. And understand that none of you all are in that situation. I should say none of us are in that situation. We are people of small means, and we have no captives of war. The next verse. But those whose desires exceed those limits are transgressors. Those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenant. Those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenant. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَحَقْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ أَمَانَاتِهِمْ. Can't you hear the word iman?
Yes.
Faith, trust. وَحَقْدِهِمْ. And what they have promised. They made promises, they should fulfill those. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who strictly watch or guard their prayer.
Allah.
That's no way to get around this, brothers. If we expect to be those achieving success, then we have to, yes, accept that I have to be regular in my prayer. I have to meet all these conditions in this religion. And after it mentioned those who guard their prayer, the regular prayer, then it said, Ulaika humul warithun. Those are the heirs, the inheritors. Alladhina yarithun al-firdaus. Those who will inherit the paradise. Hum fiha khalidun. They will dwell therein forever. Then it says that man, we did create from a quintessence of clay. So this state of the believer is now further addressed with the this second theme progression of verses here, beginning with man we did create from a quintessence of clay. Now, pray, wouldn't it be symbolic of a condition in man that is not defiant, but agreeable? And look, the believers must eventually win through. And what are they called? Mu'minun. Believers mean those who have faith.
Allah.
So when there's faith and trust, then that's clear, isn't it?
Allah.
Yes. But when there's skepticism, there's no clear.
Allah Akbar.
Praise be to Allah. Then it goes on to tell us the stages that he brings us to. And then after that progression, then it tells us of a corresponding development, of corresponding order. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ. And we have indeed created above you. فَوْقَكُمْ. Above you. سَبْعَ طَرَائِقَ. Seven tracks. And we know track, what does track suggest? Anyone raise your hand. What does track suggest to your mind? I see a hand back there, I can't see the face. It's a silver watch on it. Yes, the right hand, brother, yes.
The first thing
that
came to my mind was...
No, no. All the way back. Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Path.
Path, right. Okay, now the next one. You start to say that.
I had the same similar idea.
All right, track. What does it suggest? Yes, sir.
Fixed.
Yes.
Train or
fixed
course.
Yes. All right. Very good.
Okay. I was going to say height. That? Height.
Height.
Levels of development.
Levels of development.
Pattern of order.
Sir?
Pattern of order.
Yes. All right. You have it. You have it. Someone said a fixed path. Mm-hmm. Our track, I think he said. That's right. And other than, yes, pick four. Okay, yes. And the last one we heard said order, a fixed order, definite order. Yes, that's what it says. A situation that you have to obey strictly. Mm-hmm. If you don't strictly obey it, you get out of it, you lose. Mm-hmm. You're not in it. You have to be honest. So it's a discipline, isn't it?
Yes.
It's referring to discipline. And another place in the Quran, that's why I mentioned it. Another place in the Quran, I mentioned it to tie in with us. It says that he has made seven firm heavens. And the word that they translate firm, it means very strong. Strong. Stern. Strong. Not bending, not yielding. Isn't that how pottery is?
Yes.
When you make clay and you fix it, the potter's clay, it's rigid. It's rigid. It'll break before it's good. But before it was made potter's clay, it was just so agreeable. But once it's made the potter's clay, then it's rigid. No, I'll hold my shape. I'll break before I give it up. I'll be dead before I give it up.
Allah.
Right? Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So God takes us and we come to Him trusting Him, faith, in faith.
Allah.
Allah says,